You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Make Wisconsin Biofuels, North Shore Adult Diapers, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, Tsunami Express Car Wash, Wisconsin's Dairy Farmers, and Case IH. Brewers and Reds for the final time at Great American Ballpark this year. Winner takes the series.
There is no big explosion, no tempest in the tea. The world does not stop turning round. There's no big tragedy. Sitting in a coffee shop
of Cedar Crest ice
with
cream.
Cheesecake and some apple
$7. Add a water or soda for $1 more. Find more summer specials at Durango's Kenosha.com.
Durango's Kenosha.
31st Street and 22nd Avenue. Celebrate summer the all-American way at Studebaker's Field.
Goodbye.
Tailgate season starts here.
Said so easily. Goodbye.
Adult beverages, bottled water, everything you need to keep the party going. 10-pound bags of ice, just $1.99. Eat it fast, swing inside, or hit Studebaker's Lightning Fast Drive-Thru. Welcome to Studebaker's, how can I help you? We keep it cool, you keep it legendary. Snack and show at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, 31 in Spring,
just
in Racine.
Always strangers avoid each other's eyes.
Is sponsored by Empower
One still makes believing.
Therapeutic solutions to make you look and
One
feel
still telling lies.
Before October 1846,
she tells me that I'm not to blame. But when I ask the reason why,
all that changed at Massachusetts General Hospital when dentist
she reaches out across the table, looks at me, quietly says,
a tumor
goodbye.
Was successfully removed from a patient who felt absolutely
goodbye.
No pain. News of this ethylization spread rapidly,
said so easily.
Desperate last resort
goodbye.
Into a safe, painless Morton's public demonstration of anesthesia
said so quietly. Goodbye.
Gifts to humanity, fundamentally altering
goodbye.
Healthcare and ensuring that compassion and comfort would forever
goodbye.
Be the cornerstone of patient care.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM.
Looks at
WRJN Racine.
And quietly says goodbye.
Back with you as we wrap up the On Deck Show. Bill Pyman Arts from Great American Ballpark here in Cincinnati this afternoon. The Brewers' final game of this road trip, and then head home for three with the Cubs and then three more with the Reds. Brewers with just nine home games remaining. This the second to last road trip of the year as well, finishing
here
up
are,
this
a
afternoon
coffee shop.
For the crew. Let's drive around the league. It's presented by Construction
Spooning
Business
Kick.
Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers, and Trusted Contractors Building.
Meanwhile,
Wisconsin
life is falling
together.
Apart.
This is the early started along with Atlanta and Philadelphia coming up about an hour from now. That game will get started in Philly. At 1:35 today, Baltimore hosts the Red Sox. Angels are in Pittsburgh taking on the Pirates this afternoon. Detroit, Cleveland, and Progressive Field in Cleveland this afternoon. San Francisco is in New York taking on the Mets. Miami and the Cubs wrapping up that series down at Park in Miami. Clay Holmes takes the ball for Chicago, so the Brewers will miss him on this upcoming homestand. Tyler Phillips goes for Miami in that one. Arizona's at Houston taking on the Astros. You've got Toronto and Kansas City in Kansas City. Tampa Bay is in Texas. St. Louis is at Colorado. Later on this afternoon, Seattle hosting the A's. New York is in San Diego taking on the Padres later this afternoon. And then a couple of games coming up later on tonight. You've got the White Sox hosting the Twins. And a 10:10 Eastern time start in Los Angeles. The Dodgers hosting the Nationals coming up later on tonight. So that's your schedule across Major League Baseball here today as this season has fully found itself into the final month of the regular season, and the number of games starting to dwindle a bit. We're starting to talk about magic numbers as well. The Brewers' magic number to clinch the postseason spot coming into today is 5. The NL Central magic number is 13, so the Brewers with a chance to try to do some damage on those two numbers here today with a win over Cincinnati. This is a rubber match between the Brewers and the Reds. Brady Singer going through his warm-up tosses here. We told you earlier, his best start of the year came against the Brewers back on June 22nd on this mound in this ballpark. Seven scoreless, just two hits against the Brewers. Kyle Harrison trying to bounce back from that rough outing on Monday against the Chicago Cubs. Brady Singer finishing up his warm-up tosses. We're ready to get this one underway with the play-by-play. Here's Jeff Levering.
Thanks so much, Lane. Reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Milwaukee Brewers. And up your reproducer, retransmitted in any form of the cost of this game. And the express rate sets.
Some time to spend. Drop
a little fly over here from some single-engine planes. Nice.
They forget.
Not sure if that was by design or not, but that's pretty cool. Fly by before the game starts as Sal Frelick digs in facing Brady Singer. Sun splash day in Cincinnati. First pitch of the game is a strike, and off we go. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local retailer and stock up for the game. Or for your next tailgate, Carbless, this is more. 0-1 is strike two on the inside corner to Sal. Couple of minutes late, 12-12. Our first pitch, 78 beautiful degrees. 0-2 coming. Slashed foul left side and into the seats for a souvenir. Brewers looking for win number 89 on the season. 33 games over 500. Another 0-2 is high. One ball and two strikes. Singer not going to blow you away with his stuff. He's anywhere from 88 to 91 with his fastball. That last pitch at 89. Good slider. Quick motion and the pitch home. That's down and away. That was a sweeper from Singer. Two balls, two strikes. Defensively for Cincinnati, Blade, Myers, and Rodriguez. Left to right in the outfield. Suarez, McClain, Brito, and Stewart. Third to first in the infield. Stevenson catches again and one misses inside on Frelick. Count runs full, three balls and two strikes. So from 0-2 to 3-2 on Sal. Yelich to follow, and then Jackson Churiel. Top three in the order for the Brewers this afternoon against Singer. Winds and deals on 3-2. Bouncer hit towards the right side. Backhanded by Stewart. He feeds Singer covering the back. 3-1 on one out, one gone for Christian Yelich. Today's DH. Quick trip around the bases is presented by Old Wisconsin. Today's contestant, the Quick Trip Around the Bases contest, is Julie Amborn of Genoa City. Brewers score the first inning. Julie will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Quick Trip, and Old Wisconsin. Might have been a record. We weren't timing it. Should have been. Next time. Maybe tomorrow. Labor hits the one with the stopwatch. He needs to be timing it, right? Ooh, our flyby is coming back again. Encore. Here's Yelich. First pitch to him is a strike. Yelich pinch hit last night was 0-for-1. Couple of different rain delays within the rain delay. Was it 2 hours and 22 minutes worth of a rain delay yesterday? Here's the 0-1 and a high fly to center. Myers backpedaling onto the warning track and makes the catch. Almost for Yelich. Two away for Jackson Churiel.
Yeah, 2:22 was the official rain delay time, and then we had a deke in the middle of it where we thought we were going to get going at 8:40, and right when they finished up all the work, they pulled the tarp again.
Yep.
As that moment
this
in your life.
Crew knows, you know, absolutely when to
when
pull
forget
the tarp
about
and when
something
not to,
that's
and they pulled it at the right
really
time
terrible.
Yesterday. They did. Pitch to Churiel is a strike.
Everything's
inside
beautiful
corner.
For a moment.
And it's
the sun is out. Then
it was not raining at the time in which they pulled the tarp, but it started pouring. Here's the 0-1. Hit foul off the netting behind home plate. It's nothing in two. I got back to Cincinnati yesterday. Right around game time. Just watching. All through most of the rain delay coverage.
Michael, is you.
Watch the end of the ball game. Pitch to Churio is a called third strike on the outside corner. Singer picking up right where he left off against the Brewers last time. Scoreless 1-2-3 first inning. We'll see Kyle Harrison take the mound when we come back to the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Fire up the grill and don't forget what makes it great. Take your burgers, brats, and dogs to the next level with fresh baked buns from Main Street Bakery. Soft, flavorful hamburger, hot dog, and brat buns. Baked fresh daily and built to handle the big, juicy stuff. Every backyard barbecue deserves oven fresh perfection. Want to turn up the heat? Try their green chili and cheese buns. Bold, zesty, and packed with flavor in every bite. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Trade the everyday grind for a whole lot of fun. The Lanes on 20 is Racine's go-to spot for smiles, strikes, and unforgettable nights. That's your stress melting away. Then grab a seat at Anchor Brothers Pub, where juicy burgers, cheese curds, ice-cold beer, and all your pub favorites are set to crush your cravings. When Friday rolls around, don't miss the epic Friday fish fry. It's worth the wait. This bring your friends, your family, and your appetite right now to Anchor Brothers Pub at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Summer it was. Need your new furnace and AC? Tight financially? At Building Waters, you can build your own price to fit your budget. Want better? Want less? Build your own price. Get the comfort you deserve at a price you can afford. Building Waters, build your own price. 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I think the house could use some pain.
And don't forget refrigeration, too.
You know your mother is such a saint. She takes the boys whenever she can.
99.9
She sure needs a man. All those years I worked for Santa Fe.
Myers to start it.
Never ever missed a single day. Just one more without a raise in pay.
Myers is the first man out of the game. 265 for Dave Myers. 6 homers and 22 runs batted in on the season.
And the air still has a country smell.
Harrison winds and fires home, and he's got strike
one.
Harrison looking to bounce back after a tough outing, to say the least. Last time out against the Cubs, threw nine runs against him. Gave up five homers.
The sun will
out. As Harrison throws, and he missed up and away. Working with Bo Naylor for the first time. See if that combination reaps some benefits for Harrison. One ball, one strike, and coming back on Dane Myers. And the breaking ball is in for a strike. 1-2. De La Cruz to follow, and then Sal Stewart in his bottom of the first inning for Cincinnati.
Came to cut the lawn.
Again, here's some deep breath, and coming back on Myers, who chokes up. And it's flipped foul right side.
Can't tell you all the times he's been sold.
1-2 on Dane Myers. Bruce defensively. Churio, Mitchell, Freeland left to right of the outfield. Hamilton, Pratt, Terang, and Bowers did the first inning outfield. And as mentioned, Bo Naylor doing the catching. 1-2. Ripped down the right field line. It is slicing.
Maybe soon the words will come my way.
For Dane Myers.
Tomorrow.
I feel like that was a very
and
bad pitch for Harrison.
Still has a
it was up
smell.
And out of the zone by plenty. Maybe 6 to 8 inches up
well.
And out of the zone. But Dane Myers just got on top. And it's a bullet into right field. Somehow kept it fair. Now De La Cruz, who's had a great series. Five out of nine, including a home run last night. Takes a curveball outside for ball one. Kind of how it's gone for Kyle Harrison, though. Even
you'll
his pitches that shouldn't be hit are getting hit these days. 1-0 the count to the right-handed hitting, De La Cruz. And missed outside with breaking ball.
You'll never be.
Two balls, no strikes. Curious to see if Harrison mixes in the changeup more today. He's very two-pitch heavy, and he's been two-pitch heavy for the majority of the season. He's starting to find some form of success against the Cubs. He mixed in the changeup. Pitch is a breaking ball again outside. Three balls and no strikes. Very heavy breaking ball to Ellie De La Cruz. Seeing if he will chase. He has not. Leadoff double for Dane Myers. He's up to a big lead at second base. Terang playing right behind him. And the pitch is high for ball four. He walked the ball. So a double and now a walk. And Sal Stewart,
for that
the RBI leaders
Mike
Gaudio in the
big leagues,
is coming
up.
He's 3-for-7 in this series. Presumptive rookie of the year in the National League, 268 with his average, 31 home runs and 106 runs batted in. Kyle Harrison used a ground ball in a bad way. The guy doesn't get a lot of ground balls, unfortunately. Works from the first base side of the rubber. Naylor sets up down the middle. The first pitch is a strike with a fastball in the outside corner. 93 miles an hour from Harrison. And one, Harrison checks his runners and deals. Swing and a miss. Here's the slurve. He's below the zone. Stewart chased it. Nothing in two. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Great taste, only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Only game in the big leagues going right now. Here's the pitch from Harrison. Check swing tapper off the plate. Harrison looked at second, will throw to first and get the out there. It is a glorified bunt for Sal Stewart. Runners advance to second and third. Just a check swing at that pitch that was way down. That's exactly what Sal Stewart did. Boom, basically a cricket swing. Putting the bat on the ball, and the Brewers will play the right side of their infield in for Tyler Stevenson. Left side plays at regular depth. Pitch to Stevenson. Liner into left, the base hit. That'll score one. De La Cruz is held at third as Churio's throw is cut off. Throw behind and safe at third base is De La Cruz. RBI single for Tyler Stevenson makes it 1-0 Reds. De La Cruz ends up at third base. Stevenson having his way with Kyle Harrison over the course of his career. Harrison has made one start in this ballpark before, and it was 2024 with San Francisco. It did not go well. Stevenson hit two homers against him on that particular day. Faces Eugenio Suarez, down a run, runners on the corners, and it's a strike in the inside corner. Maybe a generous call from Nestor Ceja, our home plate umpire. Suarez back from the injured list and swinging the bat well. 3-for-7 in this series with a homer. Doubled last night. Ball that appeared to have enough to get out of the ballpark, but it didn't. Takes up and in. One ball, one strike on Suarez. Harrison looks at first and throws home. This is up and away. Better fastball velocity at 94. Still working on that location. Falling behind Suarez. Great speed at third at De La Cruz. Stevenson not a threat over at first base. They're going in on Suarez. The pitch is up and in. Better location, though. That's where you got to pitch Suarez. 3-1. And one of the left-handers in the lineup, one of the two, is on deck, J.J. Bleday. 1-0 Cincinnati, bottom of the first. And the 3-1. Popped him up. Shallow right, out is Terang. He is there and makes the catch. De La Cruz bluffs and goes back to third base. That's a big pop-up from Eugenio Suarez for out number two. Got in on his hands with that fastball. Should double back there. It was the slurve. Certainly a hittable pitch, and Suarez missed it. Here's Bleday.
Blade, 1-for-6 in the series, started last night with 1-for-4. And Harrison's got a path to get out of this inning, allowing just the one run if he can get Blade. The pitch to him, rolled foul first base side, it's 0-1. Slight breeze, I'd say it's a cross breeze. Left to right, foul pole to foul pole. Maybe hurting more than helping, but ever so slightly. On the corners for the Reds, the 0-1. Blade looked at a ball. Didn't miss by much. One ball and one strike. Inning opened up with a double by Dane Myers, scored on the base hit by Tyler Stevenson. Harrison's pitch is high, 2 balls and 1 strike. Velocity upticking, though, that is a good sign for Kyle Harrison. He needs to be in that 94 to 96 range to have success. His last outing, he was 91 to 93, a couple of 94s, not many. Pitch to Blade, popped him up on a breaking ball. Shallow left, out is Pratt. Under it, about 10 feet into the outfield grass, makes the catch, and Harrison gives up just the one run. We head to the second inning. Brewers coming up against Singer, starting with Jake Bowers. 1-0 Reds on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
A home you love. A business that endures. It takes your vision, your hard work, and your dedication to bring them to life. The right tools help. Case IH truly understands your vision and what you need to achieve it. That's why we build the equipment, the local dealer and service network, and the data and tech you want today and tomorrow. Because we don't just build our equipment to work. We build it to work for you. Case IH. Built by farmers.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the tire professionals at Palms Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on Hankook tires and all major brands. Palms Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Palms Tire, proud partner of global leading tire company Hankook Tire. Never halfway, Hankook Tire. For the best deals on tires and all your service needs, visit PalmsTire.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams.
Brewers trailing 1-0. Brady Singer back to work. Face the middle of the order, starting with the Brewers cleanup man. That's Jake Bowers. Brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage with Loyal Family, located in Muskego, serving southeastern Wisconsin across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. Bowers off last night. Was 1-for-3 on Friday. 2 out of 14 on this road trip. And looks at ball one down and away. Just a 12-pitch first inning from Brady Singer. Went 1-2-3 through the Brewers. Ground out, fly out, strike out. Singer's pitch is a strike on the inside corner. It's 1-1. Might be a helpful breeze for left-handed batters to the pole side today. Mentioned left to right, foul pole to foul pole for the breeze. 1-1 is a swing and a miss. Bowers was trying to take a right on that breeze. Came up empty on the slider. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bowers' lifetime against Singer, 0-for-9 with 5 walks. And he looks at a ball. Another slider, 2 balls and 2 strikes. The guy with the best success is Naylor, 5 out of 12 lifetime against Singer. Here's the pitch to Bowers, it's high. 3 balls and 2 strikes, he's running full. 1-0 Reds on the RBI single by Tyler Stevenson in the bottom half of inning number one. We're in the second on a gorgeous day for baseball. Singer winds and fires home. Man, it's fouled back. Throw him a slider down and in. Bowers got enough to stay alive. Play him to pull on the infield. The third baseline is wide open for Bowers. Play him deep and straight away in the outfield. Going away on Jake, the pitch is low, ball four. He walked him. Bowers still doing his fair share of walking. His batting average has dipped ever so slightly. He's 2-for-14 on this road trip, as we talked about, but he's certainly walking a lot. As Garrett Mitchell digs in, Mitchell 3 out of 11 on the road trip. 9 home runs, driven in 55, hitting 259 on the year. Tying run at first base. Singer from the stretch for the first time, and the pitch to Mitchell comes back over the inside corner for a strike. 0-1 on Garrett. Brewers loading their lineup up with lefties, just 2 right-handed hitters, Jackson Churio and Cooper Pratt. Everybody else left-handed. The 0-1 is a strike on the inside corner. Just did clip that corner with a sinker. 0-2 on Garrett Mitchell. 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts last night. 1-for-6 in the series. Wide open stance. The pitch from Singer misses inside. Almost got Mitchell in the elbow pad. There's that bright yellow elbow pad on his right elbow. 1-2 on Mitchell. Going in again. The pitch leaked outside with a sweeper. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Good crowd on this Sunday afternoon. Every bit of shade that you can find has a body in it. This is not a very shady ballpark. The 2-2 pitch to Garrett Mitchell. Bowers takes off. Singer steps off, and they've got him picked off. Sal Stewart running him to second base, and now he'll be tagged out by the shortstop, Matt McClain. Bowers got a huge jump. And Singer, rather than delivering home, just very calmly stepped off. It's a pickoff and a caught stealing. Goes 1-3-6 on the putout, so that tying run is erased. One out, nobody on. The situation changes for Garrett Mitchell now, trying to start something back up again. Singer back out of the windup. The 2-2 is up and in. 3 balls, 2 strikes. He's gone full on each of the first 2 batters of the inning. Time used by Mitchell. Mitchell says he's ready and digs back in. Singer's 3-2 pitch. Grounded right into the shift. McClain right behind the bag has it and throws out his old college teammate. UCLA first round picks Matt McClain and Garrett Mitchell. And now it's Bryce Terang. Big games call for a big league shine. Get game day ready. The quick stop at Tsunami Express Car Wash. Tsunami Express Car Wash, official car wash of the Milwaukee Brewers. Tsunami Express, wash, chill, and repeat. Now Terang 0-for-2 off the bench yesterday with a couple of strikeouts. The pitch, ground ball, hit the second base. 2 hops, easy play for Juan Brito. And after the leadoff walk, the pickoff and a couple of groundouts. Singer is 6 up and 6 down thus far. Bottom of the second next, 1-0 Reds on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller time. People think it just happens, but that's not true. You know what you got to do? You got to go say hello with some beers. Make the plans. Forget the couch. Go to that thing. Play the game. See them in person. Talk to that stranger. Live a little. Small acts of rebellion that bring us together. Because legendary moments start with a light. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2026 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
Shop Steinhoffel's Labor Day sale. Get $100 off every $999 spent. Plus, up to a $300 MasterCard reward card. Ends Labor Day only at Steinhoffel's.
Kyle Harrison back at it. Bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Reds. Kyle Harrison, we talked about it in the pregame chit-chat briefly, but last time there was a lot of conversation about tipping pitches against the Chicago Cubs, his last time out, as the delivery to Matt McClain is a strike at the knees with a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. It was so hot in that game on Monday, none of the Brewers players would be wearing sleeves that way. The pitch, a line drive to the left, a base hit by McClain. The leadoff single starts this bottom of the second inning. Immediately, Harrison has to go back into the stretch. But because of the tipping of the pitches that the conversation started, Harrison, in the middle of the game, decided to put sleeves on. And that created a lot of sweat and was having problem gripping the baseball. Not that it's an excuse, because everybody was dealing with the elements the way that they were. But coming out of the gates today, he's got those sleeves on. So maybe it was something that he saw. He's trying the sleeves again. This one fouled back by Juan Brito, eighth place hitter for the Reds today. He's playing at second base. He's 1-for-7 with Cincinnati. Began the year with Cleveland. Kind of blends in with the rest of the jersey if you're digging in that glove a little bit more. Depends on what the tip is, as the breaking ball is a strike. Everybody's got a little something, right? Maybe it's how you hold your glove, or if your forearm muscles start doing something, or your elbow does something. Going two on Brito, the pitch. Lined into left, a base hit. McClain is going to try and go to third. The throw from Churio is not in time, and trying to take second base is Brito, and easy now. So it's a single for Juan Brito. McClain, with everything in front, decided to try and take third base on Jackson Churio, who threw out a couple of runners at second base. It was Rodriguez, who's hitting now for Cincinnati. Threw him out twice, trying to stretch singles into doubles. But McClain, being aggressive, takes third base, and Brito followed by taking second. That was not a bad pitch below the strike zone with the breaking ball. Pitch to Rodriguez, fouled away, and this Reds team is getting awfully aggressive. That last fastball was at 95. 0-1 on Rodriguez. Corners are playing up. And the pitch is fouled away. Left side, nothing in two. Middle infielders are playing at medium depth. They would give up the run to get it out up the middle. Good speed at third in McClain. And now Harrison looking for a strikeout. He hasn't had a strikeout yet in the game. 0-2, here comes. And it missed away, threw him the slurve. Fresh set of baseballs sent out to the home plate umpire, Nestor Ceja. Harrison allowing a first inning run to the Reds, and they are poised for another one or two in the second. That's high with a fastball. Again, 95, two balls and two strikes. Harrison, who was so critical in the beginning part of this season, was so good the first 2 months of the year. 2-2 coming. Down and away, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Opponents hit just 224 against him in April and May. His average fastball is at 95 plus. The last 3 months, though, including a stint on the disabled list, opponents hitting 273 against him. 3-2 pitch. Got him on the inside corner. Slurve that started at the belt buckle of Rodriguez and then came back over that inside edge. And he strikes out Rodriguez. Lutho ASAP strikeout number 1 came at a perfect time for Harrison. Don't strike out. Get back to the active lifestyle that you want. Ortho ASAP. See a specialist today at orthowisconsin.com. One away for Dane Myers. Doubled down the right field line. First time up. And he takes a breaking ball low. 1-0. And got out of his jam in the first inning thanks to a couple of pop-ups from Suarez and Blade. Take a pop-up or a punch out right now. Right side of the infield is in on the grass. Pitch to Myers is high. 2 balls and 0 strikes. A lot of pitches being used by Kyle Harrison again. 35 total in the first inning and a third. Delivery off the inside corner. 94. 3 balls, no strikes on Dane Myers with the dangerous Ellie De La Cruz on deck. The pitch on 3-0 is up and in. Ball 4. He walked him. Second walk issued by Harrison. We'll see if Chris Hook is going to make a trip out to the mound. Chatting with Jim Henderson. And now here comes Chris Hook onto the top step of the dugout. And he'll go to the mound for a mound visit brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook. Wall-to-wall screens, elite dining, over 95 kiosks. It's a fan's dream. Potawatomi Sportsbook. Become a legend. This is not the guy that you want to face with the bases loaded and one out either. De La Cruz, who has been on a tear recently, too. 8 out of 18 on this homestand. Homered yesterday. Came from the left side of the plate, though. It was against Dustin May. Speaking of Dustin May, happy birthday to Dustin. Celebrating his birthday today. Number 29. Hey, you think, well, okay, you've got the bases loaded, so now you got to force it any base. Maybe you can get a ground ball and get out of this. But as you said earlier, Kyle's not a guy that generates a ton of ground balls, and this is a guy that is as hard to double up as anybody in the game. Pretty free swinger, though. He could punch him out. That's a good sign. We'll see. Tricky situation for Kyle Harrison. He's not been throwing his fastball with much regularity for strikes. The pitch is a swing and a miss with a changeup. Second time through, we'll see if that changeup starts to take on more of a roll. Harrison from the windup, the 0-1. Strike two and a challenge. Yes, that's a challenge.
The batter is challenging the strike call.
Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. What say you, ABS system? It is a strike.
The pitch is a strike. The count is 0-2. Cincinnati has one challenge remaining.
Perfectly on the corner. Half the baseball in, half the baseball out. So it's 0-2. Harrison, deep breath and coming back on De La Cruz. Did not chase the slurve down and in. Good pitch. All ABS challenges brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Premium quality doesn't come in just one price point. Real pricing, premium quality, no games. Schedule your free in-home consultation today. 1-2 pitch. Low and in the dirt. Knocked down by Naylor. Tried the changeup. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Go to PellaWI.com. So from 0-2 to 2-2. We do have one to play with, but to play too much. Base is loaded for the Reds. 2-2 pitch. And that's a ball. Naylor thought about challenging. Doesn't. Oh, he should have. Oh, he should have. Had to reach across his body. Those are tough ones for catchers. That one was almost entirely in the strike zone. 3-2.
Ground ball to third. They're going to go home. They've got one. No! They've got none. The throw from Hamilton to the plate was short hop. Naylor couldn't pick it. And the Reds get a run. Not sure they were going to be able to get two. At least guarantee yourself one. That ball was hit hard. Hamilton had all the time in the world and just threw a scud right into the dirt, and Naylor couldn't pick it. It will be an error on Hamilton on the throw, and it's 2-0 Reds.
And that's a 104-1 hopper. I know Ellie De La Cruz is pretty fast.
At least guarantee yourself one. Now Stewart at the plate, and he takes a strike. Well, that's unfortunate. The set of circumstances in two pitches where you have the hitter struck out, didn't challenge. That's just a miss by Nestor Seha, too. The 0-1 to Stewart. Hit into right. Frelick went in first. Now breaks back, makes the catch. Tagging and scoring to make it 3-0 is Brito. That will be an unearned run. Both should be unearned runs. Not that that is of much consequence at this moment. They're runs in general. Dane Myers moves to third base. De La Cruz stays aboard at first. Stewart with another RBI. It's his 107th. But certainly that fly ball should have ended the inning. 3-0 Reds. Here's the pitch, and it's a foul by Stevenson off on the right side. Tough inning. Really tough. 3-0 Cincinnati. Brewers are going to have to bring their bats in the third against Singer. He's been sitting on the bench for a long time. 46 pitches and climbing for Harrison. Stevenson hits one to center. Mitchell coming on. Mitchell dives, makes the catch. And the side is finally retired. Nice play by Garrett Mitchell. Takes a run off the board for Cincinnati. They score twice in the second. We go to the third. 3-0 Reds on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Trade the everyday grind for a whole lot of fun. The Lanes on 20 is Racine's go-to spot for smiles, strikes, and unforgettable nights. Yes! That's your stress melting away. Then grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub, where juicy burgers, cheese curds, ice-cold beer, and all your pub favorites are set to crush your cravings. When Friday rolls around, don't miss the epic Friday fish fry. It's worth the wait. Bring your friends, your family, and your appetite right now to Angry Brothers Pub at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all.
They treated me like family.
They're actually people that you can depend on.
They made me feel seen. They really treated me like I was a part of their family, a part of their team.
They ask how you're doing, how you're feeling.
They're just so welcoming and so sweet and kind.
It's like family caring about another member of the family.
If you've been injured, it costs you nothing to see if Gruber Law Offices can help.
You've got one of those spice cabinets, don't you? 30 bottles, half of them expired. One you bought for a recipe you never made. Whatever. Better answer, spices from Grandpa's Barbecue. Everything you need, nothing you don't. Made for meat. We're not here to decorate your kitchen. We're here to make you look like you know what you're doing. Spices from Grandpa's Barbecue. Online at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Hello to Z-Bart.
Brewers trailing 3-0, and in a place where sports are played at the same time, it's important to have food for all seasons, like Usinger's, beef franks for baseball, brats for football, sliced summer sausage for hoops, maybe some Canadian bacon for hockey. Remember, Usinger's. It's always its season. 7, 8, and 9 coming up for the Brewers against Brady Singer. They trail 3-0. Let's get some runs, Lane.
Well, let's see what happens here. Cooper Pratt to lead things off against Singer. Never faced him before. And the first pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Singer, of course, has faced the Brewers just that one time we've talked about this season, back on June the 22nd. So just before Cooper came up. And here's a bouncing ball to second base. Fielded by the second baseman, Brito throws to first in time and retires Pratt. One away for Bo Naylor. Bo Naylor playing in his first big league game since May 7th in Kansas City. Had a good game in that final game of the big leagues when he was a Cleveland Guardian. First pitch is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1 with 2-for-5 with a home run. Brewers acquired him, of course, right before the trade deadline. 0-1 pitch is down and in, 1-1. I should correct myself. Cooper was up when the Brewers came here to Cincinnati. Just was not in the lineup that day against Brady Singer. Here's the 1-1 to Naylor. And that one's fouled back and out of play. It's 1-2. That trip was Atlanta and then Cincy. Brewers had a tough series in Atlanta where they, remember, were walked off by Ozzie Albies in that game two. They had that game one with Miz on the mound where Churio was thrown out at the plate. 1-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out. There's two outs quickly here for the Brewers in the top of the third inning. And then got all over Bryce Elder on Sunday and then came here and handled the Reds with a sweep. So here's David Hamilton. He swung it well in this series. 4-for-8 with an RBI in this series. He's hitting .248 on the year now. 4 home runs, 25 driven in. Singer brings home the pitch, and that one missed outside. It's 1-0. Singer's been efficient so far as well. He has faced the minimum, has allowed the one base runner in Bowers in the second inning. That pitch came inside, nearly hit Hamilton. And it's 2-0. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. They have major wins on deck. Play with your rewards card for a shot of cash. 2-0 inside, 3-0. Reward play and new Toyotas. Visit Pottawatomie.com for details. Singer at just 34 pitches as he works with two outs here in the third. The 3-0 pitch is outside. He walked him. So it's a 4-pitch walk to the number 9 hitter, David Hamilton, and he's aboard in front of Freeland. Brewers will try to put together some sort of two-out rally here in this third. Reminder that whether you're crossing the state line or just going cross town, Club Citgo can save you money on every fill-up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. Pitch to Freeland is in there for a strike on a slider, and it's 0-1. Suarez all the way in on the grass with two outs here at third base. Pitch misses down and away. 1-1 on Frelick.
I don't think I've seen a third baseman play there unless it's Hamilton at the plate.
Right, and with two outs especially. Now he's going to back up a couple of steps. Here's a pop-up into left field. Racing in is Blade. Going out is McLean. It'll be Blade. Stepping in front of McLean, making the catch of the inning is over. Well, the Brewers got a base runner in David Hamilton with two outs, but he stood at first for one more batter, and that was it. So we go to the bottom of the third. It's 3-0 Cincinnati on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Fire up the grill, and don't forget what makes it great. Take your burgers, brats, and dogs to the next level with fresh-baked buns from Main Street Bakery. Soft, flavorful hamburger, hot dog, and brat buns. Baked fresh daily and built to handle the big, juicy stuff. Every backyard barbecue deserves oven-fresh perfection. Want to turn up the heat? Try their green chili and cheese buns. Bold, zesty, and packed with flavor in every bite. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It's summer. You're hungry. You know where to go.
Durango's Kenosha. Durango's Kenosha.
The King's Custard Patio Window has all your sweet treats. Custard in a cup, cone, or sundae. Plus tornadoes, shakes, malts, slushies, and scoops of Cedar Crest ice cream. Snag a one-topping pizza at the patio window for just $7. Add a water or soda for a dollar more. Find more summer specials at DurangosKenosha.com.
Durango's Kenosha. Durango's Kenosha.
31st Street and 22nd Avenue.
Celebrate summer the all-American way at Studebaker's Fuel and Food. Tailgate season starts here. Crack open summer with your favorite craveable snacks, ice-cold drinks, red, white, blue energy boost, adult beverages, bottled water, everything you need to keep the party going. 10-pound bags of ice, just $1.99. Need it fast? Swing inside or hit Studebaker's Lightning Fast Drive-Thru.
Welcome to Studebaker's. How can I help you?
We keep it cool. You keep it legendary. Snack and show is Studebaker's Fuel and Food, 31 in Spring in Racine.
Streaming is powered by Gruber Law.
One call, that's all.
Injured?
Remember, one call, that's all.
Bank.
Harrison back out there for the third inning. It's 3-0 Cincinnati, and Harrison's first pitch to Suarez misses high with a fastball, and it's 1-0. Suarez, Blade, and McClain, the trio to hit here for Cincinnati. Harrison threw 46 pitches through the first couple of innings. The 1-0 pitch is high, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Cincinnati sent 7 to the plate in that second inning and plated a couple of runs. Harrison's 2-0 pitch to Suarez is a strike at the knees, and it's 2-1. Suarez has had a good series, 3-for-7, now 3-for-8 with a home run, and 3 driven in. 3-1. That came inside, nearly hit him, and Suarez, rather the 2-1, came inside and nearly hit him. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Scoreboard is wrong, and I went Ron Burgundy. Harrison out of the windup, 3-1 pitch. That's low, and now he walks him. So it's a leadoff walk to Suarez. That's the third walk issued by Harrison. And the struggles for Kyle continue so far here this afternoon. It's been a tough stretch for Kyle Harrison. Here's J.J. Blade, who popped up to end the first inning. First offering to Blade. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. That is the first swing and a miss on a fastball so far today for Kyle Harrison. And you want to ask yourself what the biggest difference has been for Kyle Harrison early in the year to now. He was getting all sorts of whiffs with that fastball early on. This one is chopped foul at the plate. And it snowballs in 2 strikes. That was the slurve. He's got Blade behind, nothing and 2. Blade 1-for-7 of the series. The pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out with a slurve. That's a big ortho ASAP strikeout for Harrison. Just his second one of the afternoon. Well, when the game is on the line, the Brewers rely on their elite bullpen. When your oral health is on the line, rely on a WDA member dentist. To find a WDA dentist near you, go to WDA.org. So here's Matt McClain, who has been a thorn in the Brewers' side over the course of this series. First pitch, missed outside of the changeup. It's 1-0. Homered in each of the first two games, including the go-ahead home run in the eighth inning of last night's contest. Singled and scored to start up that rally in the second inning. Takes a strike with a slurve that clips the outside corner, and it's 1-1. So the Brewers have some work to do over the course of the rest of this game. Again, they have not lost a series since May of 22 here in Cincinnati. 1-1, swing and a miss over the top of a changeup, and it's 1-2 on McClain. It has been ownership of this ballpark, essentially, for the Brewers.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.